I want to show you the exact moment a conversation turns in your favor. It's not when someone says yes. It's not when they agree with you. It's not even when they stop arguing. It's when they say two simple words. That's right. Because when someone says that's right, they're not just agreeing with you, they're telling you something much more important. They're telling you, you see me. You understand me. You get it. And once someone feels fully understood, really understood, feels understood, everything changes. It's not enough to understand them. You have to make them feel that understanding. Defensiveness drops. Resistance softens. Now they're open. In high-stakes negotiations, we didn't chase a counterfeit yes. We chased that's right. Because that's the signal that you've earned the right to move forward. Today I'm going to show you how to get there using one of the most powerful overlooked tools in communication, the summary. Let's get into it. So how do you make someone feel understood? Feel understood. You summarize, but not the way most people think. This is not repeating back words like a transcript. This is capturing the meaning. A summary is a concise reflection of what the other person is saying, feeling, and trying to accomplish in your own words. Here's the structure. A strong summary pulls together three things. What happened? The facts. How do they feel about it? The emotions. And why it matters to them? The meaning. When you combine those three and say it back clearly, something powerful happens. The other person hears themselves in your words. And when you get it right, they respond with, that's right. That's the moment. Now, what if you get it wrong? They correct you. And if they correct you, which is collaboration, now you got a second chance at that's right, which they want to hear. They're giving you the second chance, the mulligan, if you will. Now, this isn't your right. It's that's right. There's a difference. Your right is often a brush off. It's them saying, I'm done talking to you. That's right means you're connected. It opens the conversation. Here's what a summary sounds like. Let's say someone is overwhelmed at work. Instead of jumping in with advice, you say, so you've been carrying a heavier workload than usual. You're feeling stretched thin, and it seems like no matter what you do, it's not letting up. Then you stop. If you've done it well, they'll say, yeah, that's right. That's your signal. You've cleared the emotional barrier. You've cleared the emotional barriers. Now you can move forward. And here's the key. Don't rush past that moment. Because that moment is what gives you trust-based influence. Let me show you what this looks like in real life. Scenario number one. Someone is venting to you. A friend or a partner is frustrated and talking through a problem. Most people respond with advice. Here's what you should do. Have you tried? Why don't you just? That almost always fails because they're not ready for solutions. They want to feel understood. So instead, you summarize. Sounds like you've been putting in a lot of effort and it feels like it's not being recognized. And that's really frustrating. And you pause. Let them understand. Let them fill in the gaps. Or they say, that's right. You've done something most people skip. You've earned the right to help. Scenario number two. You and someone else keep going in circles. Same argument, same points, no progress. This is where summaries are powerful. because instead of repeating your side, you show them you understand theirs. You comprehend theirs. You say, so from your perspective, this isn't just about one situation. It feels like a pattern, and it's been building for a while. Now something changes. They feel seen. They feel heard. They feel understood. They feel like you comprehend. You get it. And when they feel seen, they stop repeating because they don't need to anymore. That's when the conversation can finally move forward. Third scenario, you need buy-in from someone. Let's say you want someone to agree to something, a plan, a change, a decision, but they're hesitant. Most people push harder here. That increases resistance. Instead, you summarize their position first. It seems like you want to make sure this is the right move, and you don't want to commit until you're confident there aren't risks we're missing. Now they say, that's right. And now something important has happened. They feel understood, not pressured. Now they're more open to hearing your perspective. Here's what I want you to take away. Most people try to move conversations forward by talking more. The best communications move conversations forward by showing comprehension. Because once someone feels understood that you comprehended what they said, they don't need to fight for that anymore. Now they can think. Now they can listen. Now they can collaborate. That's right is the moment the conversation becomes real. That's the signal you're looking for. Not agreement, understanding. So the next time you're in a difficult conversation, don't rush to solve. Slow down, summarize, and listen for those two magic words. That's right. Because when you hear that, now you're in a collaborative conversation. If you want to go deeper, I put together a free daily 15-minute negotiation practice sheet that walks you through techniques like the accusations audit, mirrors, and labels. So you have the muscle memory before walking into your next high-stakes conversation. Link is in the description. I'll see you in the next one.